Today is one of my favorite feasts of the whole year. Of course, there are so many feasts every day. And every day there's many feasts. In the martyrology for today, there were like 40 saints, most of them martyrs, those who have given their blood for Christ. But today is a very, very special and particular feast, and one which speaks a lot to me. And of course, it is the feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. But every one of us has at least one Holy Guardian Angel. I happen to know that I have three, because I'm always getting in trouble with all the devils and the bad people that are always trying to hurt me. So I need three. And one of them is St. Michael the Archangel. And of course, the reason I know this is because for those who have made the total consecration to Our Lady, it is promised that St. Michael will be one of their guardian angels. And so if you have done the total consecration, it is not easy. It takes 33 days of a lot of prayers and meditations and so forth. And some of us have done it more than once, and it can be repeated every year. Then we have the promise that St. Michael the Archangel will be our guardian angel. In addition, those who pray the chaplet of St. Michael, especially on a daily basis, also have special angels to be their guardian angels. But regardless of that, the smallest baby, the minute he or she is conceived in the womb of its mother, is given a guardian angel. Now, you know, you say, well, how many guardian angels are there? How many angels? Our Lord created the universe of the angels and created the universe of physical things, which includes us, you and I. But the universe of angels is a universe, so there are millions and billions and trillions of angels. And their job is to take care of us. And of course, as the years go by, just think of all the millions and millions of persons that have been born and died. And of course, once a person dies, their angel is given to somebody else. They don't need an angel. The angel leads them to paradise, or if they have been really bad, the angel leads them to the fires of hell. And then they say, bye-bye, don't bother me anymore. But we don't want that, do we? We do not want that. But as a result, all of us should have a very close relationship with our angel. I speak to mine all day long. You know, I don't move my lips or else people would think I'm crazy and they would put me in the loony bin. But I'm speaking to them all day long. And once I was being tested for the diocese for some position or other, and I had to go to a very famous, very wonderful psychologist and psychiatrist up in Philadelphia who wanted to see what I was made of. And he asked me, do you live in the presence of God? And he was a very holy doctor, by the way. And I said, yes, of course, all the time. All the time I see God and the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, not with my eyes, but with my soul. That is what it is to live in the presence of God. And so, too, one of the blessings about being a son or child of God and of the Church is that we have a guardian angel or more than one guardian angel. And the first time this was revealed was, and we see in the first lesson from today's Mass, in the book of Exodus, that even Israel had a guardian angel. This parish has a guardian angel. Every family has a guardian angel. The city of Pensacola has a guardian angel. The state of Florida has a guardian angel. The United States has a guardian angel. And so we could go on and on and on. They all are taking care of us and leading us to Jesus Christ and preventing us, we hope, if we listen to them, from falling into mortal sin and into the fires of hell. So today I encourage each and every one of you to have a very, very close, very special relationship with your guardian angel. Now, I was telling the acolytes in the sacristy, of course we have a few of them that are missing, including the Irish castle one that's in Ireland, enjoying his traditional castle. You know, I wish I was there with them. But anyway, I have one in Spain, but not in Ireland. But I was telling the acolytes and kidding with them and saying, you know, it's your feast day today, but you're a bunch of angels. And of course, they all laughed because they know better. They are not angels most of the time. They're, as we say in Italian, angeli come alle di pipistrelli. Angels with bat's wings. And you get the drift. So may God grant that they indeed live and die as angels. And as soon as they die, that their guardian angel may take them to Jesus and he accept them into the wonderful and glorious realms of heaven, of the beatific vision of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Of course, tomorrow is First Friday, and Christ has asked us to make reparation to him, to his most sacred heart, for the sins that we commit, the sins of mankind. In addition, as we see, it is the month of Our Lady of the Rosary. And of course, we hope that all of us are saying the Rosary at least once a day. The Rosary is the weapon of God in this earth against all the demons that assault us. Whenever you are tempted, pick up your rosary. Have your rosary in your pocket, men. Women in your pocketbook, not around your neck. The rosary is not a necklace. It is a prayer instrument. Should not be worn around the neck. It is not a necklace. Pagans do that. And we could name them, but we're not. So today we begin, or yesterday we began, but we continue today and throughout this holy month of October, the Feast of the Rosary, and today in particular, the wonderful Feast of our Holy Guardian Angels. May they bless us and protect us and lead us by the hand to Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.